CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Authorities in Central Texas are now calling it a recovery effort after deadly flash flooding more than a week ago. Coast Guard pilot Ian Hooper is helping. He spoke about a girl he rescued day one.
She's got tears running down her face, and she's scared. Clearly, she may have just lost her sisters. She may have just lost her friends.
129 are now confirmed dead, more than 160 missing. CBS's Jared Eggleston on the recovery efforts.
It's power trucks, it's law enforcement vehicles from other agencies, fire trucks, construction equipment to move. The best way to describe what you're seeing is everywhere you look, there is some sort of either cleanup team or some sort of team here that is helping those people who are cleaning up.
President Trump says the U.S. will impose 30% tariffs on European Union and Mexican imports next month. Both are major trading partners. CBS's Willie James Inman.
The statement coming from the president of the European Commission saying that, I'm quoting the statement here, imposing 30% tariffs on EU exports would disrupt essential transatlantic supply chains. The statement goes on to say that would be a detriment to businesses and consumers and patients on both sides of the Atlantic.
And the Mexican government is calling the tariffs unfair. The family of one of the 200 people arrested in an ICE raid at a marijuana farm in Southern California is crying foul. CBS's Lauren Posen.
The family of George Redis says the U.S. citizen and disabled Army veteran got caught up in the escalating tensions Thursday during the raid at Glass House Farms, the largest licensed marijuana grow facility in Ventura County.
He fought for freedom for this country, and he's not even free.
His wife says he works as a security guard and wasn't protesting.
In Northern California, people are remembering the seven victims of a fireworks warehouse explosion. More from CBS's Ashley Sharp.
The family of victim Carlos Rodriguez, a father of two, the kids, you know, one of them said to me, Auntie, I didn't get to say goodbye to my dad. I was already asleep when he went to work.
Carlos Rodriguez's wife, children, and other family were here to remember him and be close to the other families also in mourning.
Wimbledon has crowned a new women's champion. CBS's Stacey Lin says it's Iga Swiatek.
It's the first Wimbledon title for Swiatek, but her sixth Grand Slam title overall. The men hit the court tomorrow. Carlos Alcaraz will try to claim his third title against Jannik Sinner.
Alcaraz is the two-time defending champion. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
The Miz is headed to the All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski has been selected to pitch in the All-Star Game Tuesday night at 23 and just 5 starts, the Miz setting an All-Star record for earliest career appearance. I asked him, how did his teammates react?
They were all thrilled about it and they're happy for me. But yeah, no, it's been the world for the guys to be around me and support me how they have. It's been awesome.
Brewers pitcher D.L. Hall.
Incredible. I mean, I think we all know, you know, he's worthy of it. The kid's stuff is unbelievable. It's fun to watch. And like Murph said, it's super exciting and it's good for baseball. So we're also super happy for him.
The Brewers went on to beat the Nationals 8-3. The two teams play again today. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. NBA, the Bucks introduced center Miles Turner to the media. The Bucks facing the Cavaliers today in summer league action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, a little hazy from smoke, and a low in the upper 50s. Filtered sunshine for tomorrow and warmer, a high in the mid-80s. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Stays warm through mid-next week, highs in the 80s. Currently at 77.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we go beyond the cheese with the Canine Convoy based in Oconto. We're talking Dog Bus. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Free Ticket Fridays underway. The word you want to text in over the next hour, you have until 11 o'clock via the Civic Media app only. In order to pick up a 4-pack of club-level tickets for this Sunday's game, as the Brewers host the Nationals, text in the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. This hour's word is SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Text that in until 11 o'clock, and you could pick up those tickets for this Sunday's game.
Every week I try to enter, and you say I can't because I work here. Yes. And then Dan comes on the show and tries to, and you say the same thing.
Exactly.
So I have a possible workaround. What if I text from Dan's phone and he texts from my phone?
No.
But it's,
you work for the company. Can't win tickets.
I will win.
Even Bridget couldn't win. I'm sorry.
Then why did I get married?
What's the point?
I figured she'd just be winning radio contests our entire marriage, and I would free vacations and silverware and things of that nature.
For those of you not employed by Civic Media, text in the word SCORE. S-C-O-R-E. SCORE is the word. You have until 11 o'clock. Tom Hartman will have a different word for you from 11 to 2 than Todd Alba, who's up north at the fair.
Yes.
I listened yesterday. It was great. From 2 to 4. And then the fabulous Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Free Ticket Fridays underway here on Civic Media. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the Recombobulation Area, breaking down all of the news. Because, again, the news cycle works so quickly now. Things get bumped off the page sometimes in 5 minutes. It's like, that's right. That was breaking news. It's no longer there.
That's why I'm not the breaking news guy. I'm the recombobulation guy.
Take
I'm
some
coming
time.
After the fact. We got to
exactly.
process this. We got to make sense of everything.
Break
That's
things
right.
down a little bit into digestible sections.
That's right. And I was just quickly on the Brewers. I was looking up to see if Sunday's game was a start from the Miz, because I'm obsessed with the Miz.
Really?
I'm organizing to try to watch every start now.
Of his.
Mizorowski. Because it's just been so electric to watch him. But Sunday is a Freddy Peralta start. So not, you know, you still get an all-star pitcher on the mound.
He's still great.
And Sunday is going to be a beautiful day to be out of the ballpark. It really is.
Absolutely.
It's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah.
So we were going to look ahead a little bit to next year, 2026.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I've had my say a little bit on the governor.
I think I've read something about that.
And whether I think you should run for a third term. I am opposed to running for a third term. But, you know, there's been some news on the other side of the aisle for who might be running in 2026 against Tony Evers or against whoever the Democratic candidate might be. So we've known that for a while now that Washington County Executive Josh Shulman has gotten into the mix.
Right? Mm-hmm.
That campaign is going so well that there's rumors that like Eric Hovde and Tim Michaels and whoever else might jump back in. So really not exactly
so it's an open
huge
field
vote
still.
Of confidence for what's going on with Mr. Showman's campaign.
Interesting.
Bill Berrien is the guy who announced this week. Mm-hmm. So he made a big announcement, had a big splashy video, had got a bunch of headlines with this. I think the super PAC that he launched had raised more than $1 million. So you've got a lot going on with Bill Berrien. So he's got his rollout video, he talks about, it's very Trumpy. So he really tries to talk about, I think one of the lines was, I want to go shake up Madison the way Trump's shaking up D.C. or
is
something
he gonna
like that.
Is he going to find the deep state in Madison?
I'm an outsider. I'm a businessman.
Drain the lakes.
Drain the lakes.
Drain Mendota. Drain Mendota.
But I think that does speak to what is going to ultimately be the main factor in the Republican primary for governor this year is a Trump endorsement. Right. We saw this 4 years ago when he endorsed Tim Michaels and Tim Michaels ended up winning. We saw this in the 8th congressional district.
He won the nomination, you mean?
Not winning the primary.
Oh, yeah.
The primary.
I was like, wait, what did I miss?
Winning the primary in the 8th congressional district. Trump endorses Tony Weed. Tony Weed is able to win that primary. Mm. So I think whether it's Bill Berrien, whether it's Josh Showman, whether Tom Tiffany jumps into the mix, whether we get the rerun of a Tim Michaels or an Eric Hovde candidacy running for governor again, the main factor in who's going to win this is who Trump endorses. And so I think that is what really these primaries really are, because even though Berrien in particular does not have like a particularly Trumpy background.
Yeah.
He donated $30,000 to Nikki Haley's campaign during the last election. So I think he's really trying to let people know, hey, I do love Trump. This is who I am and who I've always been. Never a break in the Trump support. But I think that's going to be the key thing in the primary. And I mean, maybe Bill Berrien wins. Maybe, he could get the Trump endorsement. Who knows? But I think that is going to be really the key factor to watch in the Republican primary.
See, and I fully expect, and I hope I'll probably be wrong, I fully expect Eric Hovde to give it another shot.
You think he'll get, yeah.
Yes, he is still stung that he got beat and never conceded. And I think he is annoyed by that.
Yeah.
And it's he should have it.
Yeah, he thought
he's a rich kid from, was born in Wisconsin, and I want it, and I think I should have it.
Like the Bobby Newport Parks and Recreation.
Just give it to me.
I deserve it. I do.
There's a whole host of things about this that sets off a ton of questions. First of all, I feel like Wisconsinites should be suspect of anybody who can just write a check for $30,000 to a campaign.
Mm.
To me, that gives a level of wealth that makes you maybe not the most in touch with people.
As far as saying I'm just like you.
Yeah, I love Wisconsin. I'm a regular guy. I write big checks that, could pay for schooling for kids, for loser candidates who don't make it. But the question I have is, now I know that the ultimate goal at this point right now, unless something catastrophic happens as far as the popularity for Trump, is you want to get his endorsement, yes. But is running on with Trumpian language going to help at this point, especially in Wisconsin, where with the April 1 election, we saw not a dramatic shift, but a noticeable shift to the left in the voting. Does it do better for him to say, here is my platform, which has Trumpian policies therein, or mask them, rather than trying to sound like just another MAGA talking point? And also, Trump's endorsement really doesn't mean jack.
Well, it hasn't worked for everybody.
Worked in Wisconsin.
Well, and I can think of a bunch of candidates around the country too that he endorsed that got beat.
But it works in the primary.
Yes.
True.
You're right.
That's true.
And the thing is, that will show another point though. So he can get as Trumpian as he would like during the primaries. But in Wisconsin, I feel like in this climate right now, he will have to move to the center just a little bit, because I don't think that rhetoric will work against, if Tony Evers announces and he's the guy, I don't think that kind of rhetoric works against Tony Evers. I don't think it works against any Democrat. I think they have to sound a little more of the people. And that doesn't mean that their policies have to be good for people. It just means
that the way they present themselves has to be palatable and digestible and say, oh, I like this Bill Berrien guy. You know, he's a Republican. He's a good, you know, and he's a businessman. He's a Navy SEAL. He has no apparent, from what I see, no political experience, but that's world we live in.
He's an outsider.
Well, but, right. Yes, exactly.
But I think in light of everything that's happened in the past couple of years with Wisconsin, that I don't think a Trumpian candidate fares well after the primary.
Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the Recombobulation Area, talking about looking ahead to 2026, the lay of the land here in Wisconsin, and who could be jumping into the gubernatorial race.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other candidate I'm looking at here is, I wonder what Tom Tiffany is going to do, because I think, you know, he has not been a particularly strong fundraiser, and I think that works to his disadvantage. Now, on the other hand, we have Brian Steil in the first congressional district, very strong fundraiser, I think could be a really competitive candidate if he were to run on a statewide for governor.
I don't think he's going to
do that this time, though. I think he's running for reelection in for Congress.
But I agree with you. Brian Steil would be a pretty strong candidate. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Tom Tiffany's got the greatest gig in the world.
Yeah.
Why on earth would you give that up? Do you have to work much? I mean, seriously, does anybody have high expectations for what Tom Tiffany's going to bring to the table? I don't think so. He's got his big mansion in northern Wisconsin. He wants to log the Apostle Islands. You know, why would you give all that up and then actually be in a position where people can criticize your actions or inactions?
You think he'd be better off if he stays in his, what, like 60-65% red
Absolutely.
Seat in northern Wisconsin?
And cozy and safe, and life is good.
Yeah.
I mean, this doesn't mean he won't run. People run all the time for various reasons, but I think that he has not created enough fanfare for himself through various news stories. And I mean,
what's he going to bring and say, I did this?
Well,
he's going to
be hit immediate with, you voted for the big bill for billionaires, right? And he has to defend that vote. And people are, I mean, that's going to be hard for him. I mean,
it's a really unpopular bill.
Yeah.
Look, I have my picture standing next to the Blatnick Bridge. Look,
And that's another thing, that you voted against the infrastructure repair bill and you are taking credit for money that you didn't want to come into the state. You did not vote for money for our state.
Yeah.
So, yeah, does Tom Tiffany run? I don't know. Does he win anything? No. I just don't think he does.
Well, and here's the thing that I think is part of this dynamic, too. And it is that if we're talking about Josh Shulman and Bill Berrien and Tom Tiffany as the potential candidates for the Republicans, if you take Tony Evers out of the equation, if he decides not to run again, I think the Democratic bench is much stronger than that group that we just talked about with the Republicans. Mm-hmm. I think we'd be talking about Josh Call, who has won two statewide races. We'd be talking about Sarah Godlewski, Sarah Rodriguez, David Crowley, Ben Wickler. There's a pretty strong bench for Democrats, and I think would be more formidable as, you know, just if you're looking at just those two groups for who might win. If you're just like saying, okay, Tony Evers not running, I'm, you know, handicapping this for Republicans versus Democrats, I would put Democrats as the favorite on balance, even without Evers.
I'm just going to say Josh Call is a mistake.
He's
not going to win. I just don't think he'll win.
You win two statewide races, you end up on the list at least.
Yeah.
But I think the whole not going after the fake electors, and I think there are other things that people feel like Josh
Call. Republicans can't hit him with that.
Right. But for Democrats, I think there are people who expected Wisconsin's attorney general to be more aggressive than he has been. And I think there's disappointment there.
100%.
Yeah. And I think the other thing, too, is I'd be really happy if there was a really strong Democratic candidate who didn't come from either Madison or the machine of Madison or Milwaukee, because that immediately gets you tagged with so many different things. I would love to see David Crowley make a run for it, but. You know, it, like you said, the bench would be deep and it would be interesting to watch. But the Republicans right now, it's just a lot of like, oh, really?
Come on, Eric Hovde. Come on back. Our Super PAC, we got nothing else. Super PAC is ready to go with new ads. Should you decide to jump into the gubernatorial race here in Wisconsin,
we'll
ready.
Grow the mustache again.
Get back in the lake, baby.
Come on, let's drain Lake Mendota. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We continue recombobulating with Dan Schaefer. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network. Ooh.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Also, leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget, Free Ticket Fridays is underway. Grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, pick your station and text in the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. SCORE is the word until 11 o'clock. You are in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets for this Sunday as they host the Washington Nationals. Text in the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. You'll have a new word after 11 o'clock with Tom Hartman and then another with Todd from 2 to 4 and Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. But right now, the word to text in so you're in the running for those tickets is SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, and good luck. He is Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, in studio with us. And let's talk a little bit about Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson is disturbed.
He's almost as concerned as Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins.
He's not comfortable.
No. Ron Johnson made a lot of noise these past few months, hasn't he, about the big, beautiful bill, his opposition to it.
Yeah.
Did you at any point throughout all of the noise that he was making for months about this bill, did you at any point think he would vote against it?
No.
Never.
Did you think he would?
No.
No,
of course
I don't think there was any serious person.
It's completely performative, all of them.
Yeah, he did this hour and a half thing at the Milwaukee Press Club. He did this, all of these different things. He talked about these meetings that he was having with Trump, and he's just like, oh, we have to reduce the deficit. We have to do, all of these different things. And, he voted for it. You know, there's a good piece in a nonprofit publication called Notice, which is really good, N-O-T-U-S, talking about how after the bill was signed, there were dozens of journalists flocking to Ron Johnson's office to get his reaction to the bill that they had passed that he was railing against for months and months and months and months. And only finding that, like, he's like, well, President Trump has given us commitments that he's going to, you know, continue to reduce the size of government. He's going to do this. But, you know, this is like the rare bill that both cuts government and increases the deficit. Like, really great job, guys, doing the worst of both worlds there. But, like, I think there was another quote that an NBC News reporter had talking about interviewing Johnson about his reaction to this as well. And this just is just like this Republican math that he exemplifies. So Sahil Kapoor, who's a great reporter, covers Congress for NBC News, says, and I'm going to just quote right from his tweet here. Senator Ron Johnson, who raised hell in opposition to a mega bill that increases the deficit, voted for one that increases the deficit by $3.3 trillion.
Lots of money.
Asked why, he tells me, firstly, that if you set aside the $4.5 trillion tax cut in the bill, we did actually reduce the deficit.
Wait. Stop. If you set aside the $3 trillion we added, then everything is ducky?
If you set aside the $4.5 trillion tax cut in the bill, we actually did reduce the deficit.
I know that's how I budget.
Yeah.
When I'm working on my monthly household budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how I do the budget. I don't count the biggest chunk. I don't count my mortgage. And that way I'm coming out ahead every month.
Yeah. If you don't count the cop's ice cream that I had last night, I actually lost weight.
Exactly. That makes no sense.
But that is the way they've been doing it for a long time now. I'm sorry, everybody. I feel like we're like in the second year. He's only been in office for like 6 months. But when the stock market tanked and there were questions about the GDP going down and the economy slowing down, they said they were going to take GDP out of it so they could say, oh, see, there's growth. They're going to always rewrite the rules.
They're going to remath.
Elon Musk is trying to rewrite knowledge because they don't want to face history. This is what they do every time. Anytime there is a firm and steady and visible failure in front of them, they're like, well, if you don't count this thing, you know, the thing that counts for like 40 to 50 to 60% of whatever they're talking about, we're great.
Yeah, we're good.
But when you asked the question earlier, Dan, about whether or not I thought he was going to vote for it, the reason why I immediately said yes was for two reasons. One, it's Ron Johnson. He's spineless. Mm-hmm. He's uncomfy, but he's spineless. But two, this is exactly what he did in 2017, too. He hemmed and he hawed, and he wasn't doing it for the people. He was doing it for his buddies.
Right. But in that instance, he got what he wanted. Right. Holding out paid him off. He got that pass-through that he mm-hmm. wanted for his kids' business and Diane Hendricks and those folks. In this instance, what he got was a promise that they're going to look at reducing the deficit down the road.
Yeah, there was an amendment that he and Florida Senator Rick Scott had introduced together that was basically gutting Medicaid expansion. That didn't make it to the House, thankfully, but it was something that passed in the Senate and that Ron Johnson was like, okay, now I can get on board with this bill. But, you know, of course, it didn't pass the House, and then he eventually is in favor of it as well.
He
was always going to fold. And then that's why I think it's not a story, really, that, like, you know, I think there's some of these national publications that heard from Johnson, state publications that are covering this from Johnson. It's just like everyone expected this the whole time.
I was just going to say, I don't think he cared about taking down the deficit. I don't think he cares about it at all.
No.
He held out because he wanted to get the tax breaks. And then he got the tax breaks and he got to say, I tried. It's all a cover. He got what he wanted both times, which is more money for him and his buddies. He doesn't care about you or me.
Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area. When we return, we will lighten it up with a little audio sorbet. Drunk online shopping.
You've done it.
You have done it. I've done it.
I've done it.
Pretty much everybody has done it. Something, your doorbell rings. Oh, I forgot I ordered that. That's coming up. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Mayer on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
CBS News Brief. Coast Guard pilot Ian Hopper helped save girls from a camp when floods overtook it in central Texas.
I felt like a dad that was rescuing my daughters.
Today, 129 people are confirmed dead, more than 160 missing. President Trump says the U.S. is imposing 30% tariffs against European Union and Mexican imports August 1st, and he's announced a blanket 50% on copper imports. Republican Senator Mike Rounds.
We're not going to complain about him trying to fix some of the problems we've got with some of the critical minerals that we've got to be able to do more here in the United States. But at the same time, it'd be really good to get it behind us and to get some stability into what we'll be looking at for tariffs.
Wimbledon crowns a women's champion. CBS's Catherine Arms.
Poland's Iga Świątek nabbed the women's Wimbledon title in just 57 minutes. This is her first grass court win. She took the championship in two sets, both 6-love, a first at Wimbledon.
CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
The Miz is headed to the All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski has been selected to pitch in the All-Star Game Tuesday night at 23 and just 5 starts, the Miz setting an All-Star record for earliest career appearance. I asked him, how did his teammates react?
They were all thrilled about it and they're happy for me. But yeah, no, it's been the world for the guys to be around me and support me how they have. It's been awesome.
Brewers pitcher D.L. Hall.
Incredible. I mean, I think we all know, you know, he's worthy of it. The kid's stuff is unbelievable. It's fun to watch, and like Murph said, it's super exciting, and it's good for baseball, so we're also super happy for him.
The Brewers went on to beat the Nationals 8-3. The two teams play again today. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. NBA, the Bucks introduced center Miles Turner to the media. The Bucks facing the Cavaliers today in summer league action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mariska Hargitay has experienced an almost unprecedented run as an actor on the show Law & Order Special Victims Unit. And now she has a director's credit as well. She is the creative force behind a documentary about her late mother, Jane Mansfield, called My Mom Jane. The Hollywood Reporter is now saying the documentary will be eligible for the Oscars since it's been revealed that it had a short theatrical run at a North Hollywood movie theater last week. My Mom Jane is available to stream on HBO and is getting very good reviews. Sarah Jessica Parker feels she had to defend herself for not endorsing a political candidate publicly. The And Just Like That and Sex and the City star told Nicole Wallace on her podcast she didn't believe social media was the place for quick political conversations. To her credit, Parker says she's not going to go into an argument unless she is totally educated on an issue. Imagine that. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, a little hazy from smoke, and a low in the upper 50s. Filtered sunshine for tomorrow and warmer, a high in the mid 80s. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Stays warm through mid next week, highs in the 80s. Currently at 77.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals, he wants the lords, he wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be back from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in the world headquarters of Madison, taking a look at the weekend headlines and looking ahead to our next road trip with Jane Matinair. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio at a steamy radio park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget, we are in the midst of our free ticket Friday, so you have until 11 o'clock via the Civic Media app only to text in the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, SCORE, and you'll be in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets for this Sunday's game as the Crew host the Nationals. So text in the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. By the way, the Crew playing tonight against the Nationals. Our broadcast starts at 6:35. Listen to the game on terrestrial radio, WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, here in Racine, Kenosha on WRJN, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. The Brewers hosting the Nationals. Our broadcast starts today at 6:35.
And I know for a fact we were giving away tickets for tonight's game. So if you won tickets with us because of the contest,
Take pictures.
Text them in through the Civic Media app. We'd love to see what you've been up to. We'd love to see the seats. They're cushy, comfy, wonderful. So, yeah, let us know.
Great
love
foul
to
see ball territory for those
wonderful
seats
foul
too.
Ball
yeah.
territory.
Yeah, yeah, it is good.
Yes, indeed,
yep,
indeed.
Absolutely. Dan Schaefer is here. We've been doing a bunch of recombobulating. Right now, though, it is the final half hour of the program.
What does that mean?
It means it's time for Audio Sorbet, Greg Bach, where we take a little breath to get away from the news and talk about sillier things. I think we've all done this. I know I've done this. What did you buy online after you've had a couple drinks? 855-752-4842. No judgment. This is a judgment-free zone. 855-75-CIVIC. Drinking while online shopping. What did you end up ordering? And then a couple days later, the doorbell rings like, oh my God, I did order that, didn't I? I thought it was a dream. I thought I was dreaming. 855-752-4842, our audio sorbet for today. Drunk online shopping. Who wants to go first,
Dan,
and confess?
Why are you looking at me to go first here?
You are our guest, and that's just being okay.
polite.
Okay. Yes. Well, so I'm not really a big online shopper when I've been drinking. I would say the app that I would go to if I am spending some money, it would be like DoorDash. It would
be it's like a food.
Just ordering, like, okay, ordering chicken wings and falling asleep before they get there.
Did that really happen?
That has happened, yeah.
Yes. Oh. I got to have chicken wings, and I got to have them right now.
Oh, God.
And did the doorbell wake you up?
No.
You never heard him? Did he just leave him?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is so funny.
Did you eat him?
No.
Okay.
No. Did not eat chicken wings because I was sitting in my porch all morning.
I would have been like, yeah, well, I can just put those in the oven, right? That'll kill the bacteria, and I'm really hungry right
There's
now.
There's no ants on it.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's chicken wings. It's not like they're real anyways. All right. If we're going to take that for, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I am the type of person who, when I would drink, and I'm not talking even about getting drunk, honestly.
You're kind of a cheap date.
I am, especially now. I have one alcohol a week at this point. It's a Bloody Mary on Saturday mornings at Church and Market. Shout out to Kenosha. And that's my thing, that we do that, and that's all I do. But even that little Bloody Mary, I'm like, sometimes it's a little strong, and I'm like, I need a water. I need to sit for a little bit. I just need to take it in and relax. But I will have like half a beer. I'm like, you guys want to get pizza? Like four of them? I mean, there's four of us here. Let's just get our own pizza. So yeah, I understand that.
I can be a prolific drunk eater.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Taco Bell has known my wrath.
Anything else?
Well, I mean, I have two very particular drinking and purchasing stories. I'll go with the first one.
Do tell, Greg Box.
Yes, everyone.
I was in Washington, D.C. many moons ago at a conference that was for my job, and I went to a party, and the party was an open bar, and I may have been quite overserved that night. I still have no recollection of how I got from the party to my hotel room.
Oh, that's never good.
All I know is two things happened. One, I missed my flight.
Ooh.
Yeah, I missed my flight. And two, I looked at my email and I saw there was an order for the complete Monty Python box set that I had purchased somewhere between the hours of 12:30 and 3:30. So not a purchase I regret. I still have it to this day. I love the fact that I got it. But that is definitely on the low scale of what I had done. The top of the scale, if you want, unless you want to share first.
Well, just as a reminder, this is Audio Sorbet. We are talking about things we have purchased when we perhaps had a couple too many. 855-752-4842.
I bet the listeners here got some good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too. Yeah. Share your drunk online shopping stories at 855-75-CIVIC. I had had a couple glasses of wine, 2 to 9, and I was checking my points on my credit card, and so I had all these reward points. And it's like, I'm going to go look at what rewards are available.
I've earned this.
I have 970,000 points, and I think I should use them. And so I ordered an entire new set of dishes, which we did not need. It's a 12-piece set of dishes. And using my points, yeah. but still, like a week later, the doorbell rings and this huge, heavy box shows up, and I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
Honey, what did you order?
Paul? No, I have a come to dinner. We can have lots of people.
You have dishes specifically made for dinner parties.
No, it's just, yeah, I didn't, we have dishes. We have lots and lots of dishes now, so we're covered with dishes.
So we've got to join forces here, Jane. I'm the one ordering the food.
There
you
is.
Have
we
the
got
dishes.
We got the dishes and the utensils. You're so set, man.
Yeah, there we go.
And that's another thing I love, too, is the whole points thing. Every credit card has points nowadays, and they make you feel like, oh, I've got so many points, I can get a free flight. I'm like, do you know how much money you had to spend to get, like, all of the, like, I have 1,000 points. You had to spend, like, $40,000 to get those points. Like, it's not free. Okay, I'm sorry.
I should send my dishes back? Is that what you're saying?
Finance corner with Greg Bach.
Oh, I can talk about
new
this
new addition to the Matt and Aaron Air lineup. This should be a thing followed by Greg Bach's finance corner.
Greg shames your purchases on Civic Media.
What have you purchased online after you've had a couple cocktails? We're talking about drunken online shopping at 855-752-4842. You can text us. You can also leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter.
Kurt is listening in Waukesha, texted in, never play games on your phones that require money just so you can get next tokens. $29.99 for quote free game. Yeesh. Yeah, I have a game that I am currently addicted to. I mean, it is kind of bad.
What's it called?
It's called.
There's no shame.
No, it's not. It's the name of the game is. It sounds really creepy. It's not. It's a kid's game. It's called All in Hole.
Okay, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's a very addictive game. You can get. I mean, but they're always trying to sell you stuff. And it is in all the years I've had a smartphone, it is the closest I've ever come to paying for something on a game. But I haven't yet. But still, yeah, you get those ads in there because.
You got half a Bloody Mary. You're going to be
tokens for everyone.
Drunken online shopping is today's Audio Sorbet. 855-752-4842. Jim from Brookfield. Late at night, half asleep, I order my wife earrings. I thought being the shape of Wisconsin, they would be good for the state fair. When they showed up a few days later, they were the state of Iowa. My wife was not happy. Jim from Brookfield.
I'm going to put that into it was the thought that counts side of it.
Honey.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Kelvin, do you have any stories that you can share? I know that you've said before that you're not a big drinker either, but, you know.
We've all had those moments.
We've had moments.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big drinker, and I kind of have impulse control when it comes to shopping as it is. So, yeah, I mean, I've bought books, video games that I played one time, mobile game things that are unnecessary, all sorts of stuff to waste money on.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, but at the moment, it's like, oh, that's like my dishes. I need these.
Yeah. We're entertaining people. We need to entertain.
Hey, we might have 400 people over for dinner.
Well, really, when you think about it, you bought a
12-piece
set. How much is your current? So now it's not like it's like you're celebrating a gala.
Well, right. We could have 40 people in our house. I don't have any place for them to sit, but I got the dishes.
Yeah, it's fancy
dishes.
You need
a dish. I got the dish.
You got to sit on the floor.
Drunken Online Shopping, 855-752-4842. No judgment zone. Text it in. Call it in. We would love to know that we are not alone. That we're
we
not.
We listen and we don't judge. Isn't that a thing?
Exactly. No judgment.
Yeah. Mike from Green Bay, listening to WGBW, said this. I booked a trip to the Netherlands on a Viking cruise, which, by the way, sounds very interesting.
It does.
Let's just say my wife was not overjoyed. However, the trip is great. I thought that was pretty good until State Senator Chris Elfheim texted in a flamethrower to kill weeds.
I gotta have that.
Oh, that's amazing.
State Senator Chris Elfheim believes in more power.
Take that, thistles. I'll show you.
Hey, Buckthorn, I'll see you in hell. I think that one might be my favorite.
That could be the winner.
Because I feel like more people would buy flames. Like just yeah. Go on.
I was just going to 855-752-4842. We got a couple minutes left of audio survey. If you would like to share with us, no judgment. No judgment. Drunk online purchases. What was yours?
I will tell you the most, not shameful, the one that made me go, oh, dude, I have a problem. One night at home watching movies, I turned on a documentary about Frank Zappa. And Frank Zappa, if you're familiar, he played a very unique guitar. He played one kind of guitar generally, which was the Gibson SG. Mm-hmm. And I decided to go on eBay and I bought one. And let's just say that Gibson SGs are not what they call cheap.
No.
They are.
It's a nice guitar.
They're nice guitars. They start around, a U.S. made model starts around $800. And I did not buy the starter model.
Of course not.
And it came, and it wasn't that I forgot. I remember doing it. It's that thing, though, when you woke up and the first thing I thought, like, oh, no. And I bought it on, this wasn't Amazon. This wasn't a music store. This was eBay. That purchase was done.
It's done. Yeah, you can't go back and change your mind.
Showed up and I was like, oh, this is a reminder to maybe just go to bed earlier.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Stay offline. Yeah. Chris Elfheim, the winner.
Yeah.
You can't beat a flamethrower.
Kill the weeds. That's fantastic. Coming up, we will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the Blueberry Hill Edition. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes.
The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach and Sweet Galby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You got 7 minutes left to grab the Civic Media app on your phone. Open that up and text in the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Text in the word SCORE. You're in the running for a four-pack of club-level tickets to see the Brewers host the Nationals this Sunday. Going to be a beautiful day for baseball. It really is. And the Brewers kind of, they're kind of looking good right now. So text in the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Tom Hartman will have a new word for you from 11 to 2. Todd Albaugh, 2 to 4, and then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. It is Free Ticket Fridays here on Civic Media. Also, she is watching on the live stream. Happy birthday, Sister Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Calvin, say happy birthday to my Sister Kathy.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Kathy.
She made us do that.
Coming up on the show on Monday, I am very excited. Beyond the Cheese.
Yeah.
We're going Beyond the Cheese with the Canine Convoy. Mm-hmm. Out of Oconto, Wisconsin, and this young woman decided to start her own business, and she has a dog bus.
Yes.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
Please go to Facebook right now, and if you don't have Facebook, sign up for Facebook right now
and look at some of the cutest puppers on a bus. Puppers on a bus.
Pups on a bus.
Oh.
So it's the Canine Convoy, and she opened up her own kind of doggy daycare business. And so we're going to talk about that for Beyond the Cheese, where we highlight businesses outside of the dairy industry. If you have a business or a business owner you think would be good for this, let us know. You can always contact us at Jane Says at civicmedia.us. JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. 10:55, Calvin. It's getting late, and it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This from UPI. Our hero, Ben Hooper, with the byline, and the headline reads, Blueberry spill causes literal traffic jam.
Hey-o!
In British Columbia, police in British Columbia said there was a traffic jam. It's in quotations. When a pickup truck lost its load of freshly picked blueberries, the white Ford pickup truck stopped at an intersection when the vehicle started moving again just a few minutes later. Several crates of blueberries just fell right off the back into the middle of the road. Some blueberry crates went crashing down onto the roadway. Thousands of blueberries spilling it across the highway, creating a sticky mess for vehicles that drove over the fruit. Local officers were called to the juicy incident.
Oh, my God.
I'm just reporting it, and used a shovel to push the blueberries out of the way. They say perhaps the team could have teamed up with a local farmer's market to feature some new offerings like jackknife jelly, pothole preserves, or the ever-popular traffic jam. You're not buying it.
No, here's the thing, Jane, is I feel like what we're not talking about this story is actually a very important component of the story with regard to the driver. I don't know if you had heard about him. The driver is trying to, like, just, you know, pay his bills, pay his mortgage, do the thing, like, live in this world. But unfortunately, like, a lot of people out in the world, they have to get more than one job. And this is his third job. People have said he really spread himself thin.
Oh. I thought you were going to say he was looking for a thrill. On Blueberry Hill.
Yeah, okay. Nope. I liked my joke better. I liked my joke better.
Fine. That's fine. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Yours was better.
Thank you.
It was a better punchline. Okay. yes, as we said, we have Beyond the Cheese coming up on Monday. We have a busy week next week, and then we're going on the road.
We're going on the road. Todd Alba.
With Todd Alba, starting on Wednesday, we will be broadcasting live from the EAA Museum in Oshkosh. Mm-hmm. On Thursday, we're going to be in Butternut.
Butternut.
Very excited about that. And then excited also on Friday, we'll be in Hayward.
In Hayward. And I totally forgot to mention, if you are living in the Milwaukee area or southeastern Wisconsin, this Saturday, tomorrow, I will be doing a show at Comedy Sports called Laughing Liberally. It's stand-up. It's sketch. There's always an interview with a community leader.
Cool.
I've had Matthew Filipovich on the show before, and he's great. So it's a lot of fun. I believe it starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets are available at laughingliberallymke.com. But just, you know, show up. Come on out, and I'll be doing some stand-up. I forgot to talk about that.
Well, we could have talked about it before now.
I know, but, you know, we just did. We just talked about
it. Well, we'll put a link in the show notes as well if you would like more details. Just go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, go to Matt and Air on Air, and then we have an archive about 100 or so shows.
Yeah. Yep.
More than you could possibly want.
Boy, sounds great from a second runner-up award-winning show.
And if you're going to be in the area next week when we're on the road in Oshkosh or Butternut or in Hayward, we would love to meet you. So hopefully you can come out and say hi.
And please send us your suggestions on where to go. Cafes, coffee shops.
Ice cream,
restaurants, record stores, pizza.
We're wide open.
Other places that serve food that Jane wants to eat. But yeah, let us know. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Or just text us while we're on the air.
Yep, that works too. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It really does mean the world. We hope you find some joy over the weekend and you get the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We got news coming up next across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you Monday.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Heather Bosch.
There's a lot of people that are going to have a lot of mental images that they don't want for a long time.
A woman helping with what is now being called a recovery effort in Central Texas. 129 people are confirmed dead, more than 160 missing from flash floods over a week ago. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
President Trump and the First Lady visited the area Friday, meeting with first responders and taking photos with them.
I've never seen anything like it. I've seen a lot of bad ones. I've gone to a lot of hurricanes, a lot of tornadoes. I've never seen anything like this.
He bristled when asked about a lack of warning as the water rose.
Only a very evil person would ask a question like that.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says a disaster warning system is in the works.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the Florida facility dubbed Alligator Alcatraz won't be